WRE radio check.
WRE, you're full quieting into the repeater. Very nice audio. I'd leave it like it is. This is N0TR.
TR, KG4WRE, appreciate the check. Thank you, sir.
It was all mine. My name's Tom, 73. Talk to you later.
KN4TFW.
4TFW, N0TR. Good afternoon. I'm working on a little insulator here. How's your day?
Making a return trip from Kentucky with the daughter and the granddaughter, and that so they can visit us for a week down here.
Yeah, if you can keep the peace.
My granddaughter's name is Alice. Can you say hi to her for me?
Good afternoon, Alice. Hope you're enjoying amateur radio. My name's Tom.
Shy now. She just four. One of her first big trips.
That's wonderful. And I don't blame her for being shy. She doesn't know me. I'm ancient, very, very old. 74 years old. And it's nice to meet you, hon. And GFW, I'm sitting here, got my mind on something else, can't remember your name, and I know you well.
Kilo Echo November.
Yeah, next time you're down here, you can kick me in the seat of the pants. I forgot, Ken. But as you well know, there are quite a few on here. But that's why I always say, give my call signs, and my name's Tom. And I wish it was Bob, Ken. That way you could be like ND7J. You know, he's a little slow, but you can spell that either way, B-O-B or B-O-B.
That.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful time with the kids. Ours have gotten bigger now and don't have as much time for Grandma and Grandpa, but we do see them on occasions, and they're 14 miles south of us. But we'll be going down there for their big 4th of July celebration, and Bernice always cooks a lot of the goodies for that.
Yeah, went up, picked them up. They're having a surprise 80th birthday party for my mother-in-law down in Powdersville. So we went up to Kentucky to pick her up because she hadn't seen her in a while.
And 80 years old. Well, I'm not far off, but I always tell people I'm 47 and dyslexic.
Phone call. Let us take this phone call. KN4TFW73. Appreciate it, Tom.
Roger that. KN4TFW73. I'm clear.
Hey, Phil, I'm back. Just got done doing a little tuning and turning of the antenna.
Yeah, for you, I'm busy. And what could be more important than making an insulator for my counterpoise? I'll give you a couple seconds here, and then I got to go up because Bernice is making mass consumables and it's chicken and noodles, and that outranks you.
I need to go and get you some chicken and noodles and make that insulator because, well, you know, food and antennas are of utmost importance in our lives, especially when our wives are cooking and making those chickens and noodles. So I would say go for it, and I'm just going to sit here and listen. KG4LSL.
Okay, Jimmy. Glad to hear you again. I think Jerry said he was going to come back later. Bernice went out and helped me with the... I got a 6-foot fiberglass ladder, and I took some 24-inch tie wraps. And if Phil's listening, which he's always sandbagging, W4NGU, and another good friend on here. They worked out great. I took those 24-inch tie wraps, and I cut each one of them about 10 inches long and then drilled a 5/64 hole for the copper-clad wire to go in. And then I took a Dremel tool with a cutoff wheel and just made a little slice halfway into the tie wrap. So the wire just goes in and snaps in that hole. And then I got the right idea. If those holes weren't tight enough, which I think the wire is 62 thousandths, I took that liquid electrical tape out and put on it. But I got to tell you, Jimmy, it's getting boiling hot out there.
It is offensively hot. I take offense, since everybody's offended by something, I'm offended by the heat out here. It's even too dang hot to fish. But there you go. We just went out and I kind of turned the antenna a little bit, got it's an inverted V 80 meter, and the ends of the antenna were kind of close to the ground, so I kind of moved the support ropes a little bit and got the ends a little higher off the ground, just see if that makes any kind of a difference at all. Sitting here looking at the PSK reporter and throwing out CQs just to see what my signal's doing and comparing them.
You're doing that on 80 meters this time of day?
I've got it tuned up to 20 meters right now. This antenna tunes incredibly well and works pretty good. I'm going to add either some antennas or some legs to it to kind of make it into a fan dipole eventually.
Initial action 20 meters is always a wonderful band, especially in the afternoon. But Jimmy, I'll give you the tip of the day. The best DX has been coming in later at night, but it depends on your war department whether she'll let you get on the radio at night or not. Mine, she's been with me 54 years, so she just don't pay attention. And I'm glad she's a farmer, and when I complain about the heat, she says, yeah, you ought to be out there baling hay up in Kansas where I took her off the farm when it's 113 degrees. Then I shut up.
Well, Tom, I tell you, I've been married to my beautiful wife now for 4 years. Been together around five, somewhere around there. I don't remember. Don't tell her I said that. But you know, we moved into the house, and I was busy getting stuff ready around the house and getting my little list done. And she goes, honey, you need to go get your antenna set up, get your radios set up, get all that in there. She said it's going to do a lot more for you mentally. Get your airbrushing stuff set up, and it's going to help you feel more worth something. So under her advice, I stopped all the other projects I was doing, and I started setting up my my computer. My beautiful bride, she backs me in all of my hobbies. She hunts with me now. She fishes with me now. You know, she's not much of a talker, so she doesn't really care to get on the radio, but she'll sit in here with me. And it's awesome. Where would we be without our beautiful brides? KG4LSL.
Well, I'll tell you, this is N0TR for ID. Jimmy, I just wouldn't be here. That's all there is to it. And I wouldn't care to be. That's how much I care about her. I'll give you the tip to secret marriage. I've told Jerry this, and he doesn't pay attention to me. I don't understand. I tell him now the secret, and I've been asked this before many times, to happy marriage is slap her around once a week whether she needs her or not, and you'll never have any trouble. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. That would fly like a lead balloon with mine.
As you see, I'm not politically correct, and everybody knows I'm kidding. My wife could be a twin to yours, I think. She's very, very quiet. I took her off the farm when I was 19, and she was 18, and I was headed to Vietnam on my senior cruise, I tell people. My brother and I went together, actually, and he was in the same squadron. But, and no, I wouldn't go back. Unless they needed me, of course. But I'm sure that's not going to happen. But anyway, the world has changed since then. But we're very blessed to have wonderful wives. Well, I'm just tickled to death these insulators worked, Jimmy. And by the way, my wife is a wonderful chef. So if you load old Jerry up sometime and both of you come up here, and we can sit around and visit. Bernice usually has something baked, and my radio station's in the basement, and the antennas are out back. The last one I had to buy, that vertical, I had to buy 149 feet of LMR 400, and boy, it ain't the same price as it was back in the 60s, I'll tell you. Probably wasn't even invented. And, wow, $239 just for that up to the antenna switch box, and then it goes under the concrete driveway and comes into the house. But I'm just tickled to death that it works, and I think that'll probably be the last one I ever put up. Of course, I told Bernice that was the last one the last time I I put that Carolina Wyndham up, and that was a chore, 265 feet long. Got good neighbors, though. It goes over four different yards, and nobody's ever said a word. And I try to keep the power down on it. But at the frequencies everything operates nowadays, and the gigahertz reason, it's not likely to bother anything.
And, yeah, I feel the exact same way about my wife. And when I went through my back surgery, and the back surgery was the least invasive that was available. And, you know, it was going to be a two-hour surgery, and I was going to be in the hospital overnight, and then that was going to be it. Well, what was supposed to be a two-hour surgery ended up being almost 8 hours, and overnight stay became 5 days, and I had to relearn how to walk because I had no feeling in my left leg and foot anymore. And she stayed right there by my side the entire time. Her and her parents came down, came down from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and they would come and visit after getting my oldest son off to school, and they would come to the hospital, bring me anything I needed or wanted, and when it was time for the heavy-duty painkillers that knocked me out for 4 hours, then they would go down to the cafeteria and go and get a bite to eat. But other than that, she never left my side. And I am absolutely just totally grateful to her for that.
Sir, well, you got a good one, and they're hard to find nowadays, I'm told. I'm glad I'm not out there looking for one. I found the best, and so did you. Well, Bernice had back surgery, and it was somewhere between 6 and 9 hours. I can't remember now. It's been probably 12 years ago. And she says she'll never have it done again. And from what I glean on the internet and that, back surgeries are not all that successful at times. And the last one she went to down here said, you know, Bernice, they did a fine job on your back. But he says, unfortunately, after about 10 years, above that surgery and below that surgery, I would have to operate on both. And we essentially paralyze your whole body, and you would be under the knife for about the same amount of time. And she says, nope, ain't doing that. And she was hurting pretty bad, but she's got a high level of tolerance. So what they did was an epidural, and they said, we don't think it'll work. But it's worked ever since. So we're tickled to death about that. And she's just tough and good as gold. And Kansas farm girls are just wonderful. I can attest to that. But Jimmy, I'd never put her through that again. The bad part was the next morning, this little Spanish fella and a nurse come in, and they walked her to the door and back. And he said, you know, we've never had a man do that yet. And he says, you're among very few women that ever have. And she got up out of bed, walked to the door with some help, and back. Well, then they took those cuffs off of her legs to keep you from getting blood clots, and they forgot to put them back on. And a few hours later, my other daughter, which both of them were there up in Kansas, or Missouri at that time, at the hospital, I noticed the things were off, and I asked that nurse, shouldn't those be on? She said, yeah. And when they pulled that oximeter off of her finger, her oxygen level, or when they pulled the oxygen off, her oxygen level fell like a rock. And so without oxygen, she would have died. And they looked all day long and did all kinds of tests and MRIs and whatnot. Finally, late that night, about midnight, a doctor come in there real quick like, and his name was, I can't remember, he was, I will say Arabian or something, Muhammad or something of that nature. He says, I found it. And the radiologist couldn't even find it, and she had blood clots in her lungs. And they went down and put this Greenfield filter down there where the arteries come up back to the heart or the veins. And it's still in there. They were supposed to take it out after a year, and they forgot it. But they said, better off leave it there now. But she just put her died on us. And so I don't blame her for not wanting to go through that again, Jimmy. That's a tough surgery.
I went in, and they were just going to cut the herniations off of three discs and cauterize them with a laser. They ended up... They did cut the discs off where they were herniated, but they also cut a bundle of nerves that goes down to my left, down the left side there, down the leg and foot, and they also nicked my spinal cord. So, you know, that added to 6 months later, I had scar tissue that had formed bigger than the original herniations were. So I actually came out of back surgery worse than when I went in. So a year later, they implanted me with a spinal cord stimulator, and it doesn't work. Biggest waste of $88,000 I've ever seen, and that's another long story. So, yeah, I'm like your wife. I'm done with the surgeries. I'm over it. We'll just have to deal with what we can. KG4LSL for license, identification, and preservation purposes.
The mountain, as we say. This is N0TR. Yeah, this is the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Station operates this and the other two repeaters I told you about. Very nice organization. And we have a Greer Amateur Radio Club, and then we have a DXCC type of club that my friend Bob is the president of, ND7J, and he's a great guy to talk to. He's up at Hendersonville, but he's still working, so he's not on here as much, but he's got a magnificent station up there. If you ever get a chance to go up, it's well worth the trip, and a fine operator. And him and I go back and forth at each other all the time, you know, and he's ornery as I am, Jimmy. Yeah, I could write a biography. I go in and, you know, they hand you this paper if you go to a new doctor. Well, you got to fill out all your surgeries and that. I said, you don't want that. I said, you got all that information. I don't want to fill all this paperwork out. And I could write a book on it, deal with it, and they usually do. But, yeah, I've had four lung surgeries and many, many other surgeries, and one of, I think, four on my foot. And then, like you, they did gallbladder surgery, and I told the guy, give me a shot of vitamin K before you do that. And, oh, yeah, I'll take care of that. He's a little Spanish guy, but I don't think he understood. But at any rate, he didn't. And the next day, he come in, and he says, well, Tom, you're bleeding internally, so we're going to have to make a little incision right here. And he held his fingers up about 2 inches. I said, no, you'll cut me from, you know, to appetite. And I said, right up the middle. And I said, get it over with. I said, I tried to tell you, give me a shot of vitamin K, this wouldn't happen. And he's supposed to be out of there, outpatient surgery the next day. And I wound up down for a couple of weeks. And I turned black from my belly button all the way around 360 degrees. It was horrible. And many others like that. And 2 years later, the scar tissue come back just like yours did. And I pretty near died at that time. They shut off my intestines. They had to go do that one over. So I can't even name all of them anymore, Jimmy. And don't care to remember it. I've been doing fairly good, knock on wood. And when I got this congestive heart failure. They said, well, you might have 5 years, and that's been 12 years ago, so we're doing all right there, thanks to the good Lord. shoot, I don't know, Jimmy. These doctors are wonderful, but they're human, and they make mistakes just like humans make. So I don't hold them any malice against them, but you want to go into things like that with a lot of cautious optimism, I guess you'd say. Jimmy, gotta go. Bernice just paged me from upstairs, and great talking to you. Maybe Jerry's back now. Who knows? KT4LSL in 0TR73, Jimmy.
Call it practicing medicine for a reason. They're practicing. 73, sir. Enjoy your lunch, dinner, the good vittles, and we will talk to you soon. In 0TR from KG4LSL, and I will be sitting here looking at my computer and listening.
You bring my call sign up on QRZ. You'll see I like to fish too back in Kansas. I don't do too much down here, and the kids got a lake house. Shame on me. I used to do a lot of hunting, and Jerry's an expert on ballistics, and I've been doing that for over 50 years, so I kind of know what I'm doing too. There are two bass up there in that picture if you look up to the top. I think they're showing in that. But anyway, you'll get a picture of this old geezer. Take care, Jimmy. And we like the same things, I can tell you that, hunting and fishing. I ate more squirrels and rabbits than you can ever imagine in your life. KG4, LSL, and 0TR is clear.
I did look you up on QRZ, and I did see that big old bucket mouth you had hanging over you. And I am good as well on QRZ. And if you want to check out my my pictures, I got some pictures of my beautiful wife and my boat and all kinds of other stuff. Let's plan a day and let's go fishing. You just let me know when. 73s. N0TR, KG4LSL.